Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. Those poor Israelites, wandering year after year in the desert, who wouldn't get sick and tired of manna day after day? But God gets tired of their whining and lack of gratitude for being freed from slavery, and shows it by sending the serpent. Just as quickly, God relents and provides a cure to the poisonous bites, a bronze serpent attached to a pole. Whenever a person bitten by the serpent looks upon it, they are healed. There is an obvious connection with this story to today's gospel. Jesus replaces the bronze serpent, but the results are the same. Whoever looks at the cross is healed. It is as simple as that. Whenever we gaze upon the cross, we are healed or freed from anything that enslaves us. Now, wait a minute, you say. I've looked on the cross and asked for healing, but wasn't healed. But perhaps God healed you in a way that you aren't aware of or didn't expect. After all, Jesus didn't look much like anyone's expectation of a Savior either. We are healed in ways we don't expect, but we are healed. Perhaps we should imitate Jesus to discover our healing. St. Paul writes to the Philippians that Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself. We cannot always grasp the merciful and generous healing of God, cannot see the form it may take. But we can also empty ourselves from expectations and just accept that it is so. It's as simple as that. We are healed.